Dayon, we know that you sing and we know that your sister Dana sings. Is there anything else happening musically or with singing in the family?
Just about everybody in my family sings at some point. I would say most of my music ability comes from my mom's side. She sings, my aunt sings. I have cousins that sing. I have a cousin, Antoine Shepherd, in Virginia, and he's doing his music thing up there. And I have a lot of family in Alabama, quartet style music and stuff like that. And so they sing, and that's uncles, aunts, great uncles, aunts, cousins. We all sing. So, you know, my mom was just telling me that I think it's in June or July that they're going to have a concert in Alabama, and it's going to be my family, everybody that sings, everybody that has a project. We're just going to do one big, massive concert, and this will be my first time participating in it, so I can't wait to be surrounded by other family members as well. You know, this is just something that we do, and I'm glad to be able to carry on the tradition of singing and praising God at the same time.
Do you know how far back this goes? How many generations?
No. I know that my grandfathers on both sides, actually, they used to sing in some groups. Now, going back past that, I'm not sure. But everybody, it just seems like they sing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Because, I mean, it's one thing to discover, oh, wow, you know, one of our cousins also sings, and there's a great aunt who used to sing. But to discover that it is just commonplace for the family all across the board to be singing, that's amazing.
Yeah, my aunt on my mom's side, she just posted a video on Facebook of her granddaughters. It was three of them, and they were singing. So I was like, oh, so now y'all about to start a group. So when I was younger, my cousins, my sisters, and I, we used to sing together, and we called ourselves the Minnie's Ensemble, which is my grandmother, my mom's mother's name, Minnie. And so we used to sing together. So now I'm starting to see my cousins' kids are starting to sing together. So they're going to start a little group. I told them to teach them how to harmonize now, and then they'll be good.
Yeah. You bring to my mind the Emotions, who did a lot of singing in church as girls, and I think it was their father who taught them to harmonize. And wow, they have some great harmonies. And I think it is so cool when the children coming up have someone who can really help them begin to fine-tune their skills at an early age and make it enjoyable. I kind of get the impression that you all have really enjoyed doing what you do, and it wasn't a chore most of the time.
Only during holidays. So, you know, when it's Thanksgiving, birthdays, Christmas, it doesn't matter. Any kind of family gathering turned into a service. So there was singing, praise and worship. There was scripture. There was a little mini message. So, you know, I'm here to eat Thanksgiving food. And it's like, Dan, you're going to have to do a solo before we eat. Why? But I mean, now it's become standard. So we always come prepared and ready. We might cut the song a little short just so that we can go ahead and eat. But I always
come
prepared.
That could be a good thing, actually, because I wouldn't be surprised if there are other people there, too. Are we going to be here long? Because I'm ready to dig into that turkey and that dressing. So I imagine you're doing quite a few people a favor by cutting it short.
Well, you know, it, like I said, it's a program. So you have a few things in the beginning while we're still waiting for the food to finish cooking and everything. And then we'll eat, and then there'll be a little something afterwards. But typically afterwards, it's just a lot of singing. So everybody will just chime in. So somebody will start a song, and then we'll just all harmonize and flow with it.
I like that. I like the whole idea, too, though. I was talking about the fact that you probably have some other people who are thinking, I don't want this song to be so long. But I think that it is a great way to honor and celebrate that occasion.
Yes. We've been doing that for many, many years. So my dad was in the military, so we moved around a lot. And then by the time I got into high school, he was fading out to doing 20 years and retiring. So once we became stationary, then we were able to really involve ourselves more with the family, Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July and other activities that we missed out on because we lived in Germany at the time or something. So I guess my mom really wanted to be able to kind of really unite us. And so it wasn't just about coming together. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. I went to my grandmother's house, but to have an experience while we were there when we did it.
So did you all ever get have any recordings sent to you of what family had done while you all were in Germany and couldn't be there? Or did you just miss out completely?
We pretty much just missed out. I mean, there weren't cell phones back then. And I mean, there might be some videotapes, but I haven't seen them per se.
Well, when you and your sisters were singing, would you all, I mean, particularly at home and you're practicing, you're fine-tuning your skills and all of that, would you all tend to take turns singing the lead, or would it basically be one person who would kind of be put out front to take the lead most of the time?
It depends on what we were singing. Some songs, each person would eventually have a lead. Some songs I may have led, Dana's led. I mean, Danielle and Dominique, all of us have led. It just depends on what the song is and who might be a better fit to lead that particular song.
And when you say better fit, you're thinking primarily about the way the voice would fit the song?
Right.
Okay.
So Dominique typically sings more of soprano. Danielle's more at the bottom. Dana's kind of flexible. She can do either or. And so sometimes, you know, we might want to say, well, you know what? I think Dominique would be able to lead this song. And so she can take it.
So in addition to, you know, whose voice fits well, if it's a song where you have more than one voice that could really fit this song well, do you also look at things like who says, well, you know what? I really, really like this song, and make a decision based on that as well? Or do you just try to make it at whose voice you think would be ideally suited for it?
If someone has a preference, I mean, we're not going to argue who leads the song. I mean, typically, I know I like singing background vocals more so than leading. Don't ask me why, but I just love that. I like harmonizing. So if I can lead a song and somebody harmonize with me, then I'm happy with that too. But for the most part, I like harmonization. So I like singing background vocals. And so, you know, if one sister is like, you know what, I really want to do this song, go for it.
That's awesome. I love that. The fact that you all can be in harmony, not only when it comes to the singing, but the way you're relating to each other. I'm going to take us back to the first song again that we heard. I really like the fact that, as you mentioned earlier, relationship with God. You can hear faith in God, trust in God, and almost the need for patience that God helped you exercise as you waited for things to turn around. And one of the things that you shared with us from the very beginning is that relationship with God is so important to being an effective minister when you're singing. And do you find, you mentioned that prayer really helps you with that. Are there other things that you do that help you maintain that connection, keep it strong, the connection specifically with God?
I would say reading the word, reading the scriptures, being able to pull from the Bible, you know, different encouraging scriptures, things that you can also share with the people when you minister, attending church regularly, you know, just being able to then also pull from, you know, the pastor who's ministering the word to you. So it's not like you're always giving and putting out and putting out and putting out, but you're also receiving as well. So I think that that's important, just to be able to fellowship with other people, so that, you know, again, you don't feel like you're in this little box by yourself, and I come out when it's time to minister and then I go back into my box. But to not be in a box, but, you know, be open and interact with other people, and so you can connect with other people, and that kind of helps with the whole ministry aspect, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I love that resilience aspect of it. Deon, where can people get the CD?
So you can get the CD from my website, Deon Lynette. That's DeonLynette.com. You can get the singles from any of your favorite digital outlets like iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, things of that nature, Spotify.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been great.
Thank you for having me.